Thank you. Hello, everybody. How are y'all doing today on this Saturday afternoon? Sorry, I'm a little bit late. Punctuality is not something that runs in my family whatsoever. Luckily, Rivendell blessed us with some pretty good songs to start with. Today, we're kind of going to be bouncing all over the place, just like last week, but maybe a bit more of a focus on some songs that I really liked during my middle school years. Of course, we're going to be starting with Vietnam, as any good show starts. But yeah, we're going to keep it fun. We're going to keep it lively, except for like a couple of these songs. I don't got much to say. I'm Bryce. This is, Caution, comma, Not Danger. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned for some bangers. Up next, like I said earlier, we got the one and only Vietnam by the Minutemen.
Scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now. Thank you.
I've got nothing left to lose. I'm so high it makes my brain whirl. Drop my cell phone down below. Ain't that just like me?
Going back.
Right, so that last song was Red Hill Mining Town by the one and only U2. The song before that was Lazarus by David Bowie off of his 2016 album Black Star. Now, when Black Star came out, I didn't really understand it. I didn't really get it. I was a huge Bowie fan. Then he died immediately afterwards, and I was heartbroken. And Black Star is one of those tapes that it took me a while to find appreciation for. But oh my goodness, that album is insane. I was just listening to it over winter break while waiting for the train. And it was just, it's just incredible. Just magnificent. I mean, the amount of, I don't know, guts, foresight that that album has. He was making it while he had cancer. I mean, really, really something that's... If you haven't sat down and listened to that album front to back before, listen, go, do it. After my show, of course. I'm not trying to lose, listeners, but it's really something incredible. And Joshua Tree was, U2 was the first concert I ever went to. I went with my mom on Father's Day. It was an insane first concert to go to. It was when they were doing the Joshua Tree 30 year anniversary, because I believe it was 2017. And I mean, wow. I mean, just wow. Incredible show. Incredible performers as a whole. U2 and David Bowie have been artists that I had an obsession with when I was younger, which is a bit of a theme for this episode of Caution Not Danger. And keeping with that theme, we're gonna play another band that I was obsessed with, Radiohead. Although this was more like freshman year and not middle school. We're gonna be playing something off of Kid A, another really, really great album, although it's really incomplete without Amnesiac. Got Kid Amnesiac for Christmas. They did like a re-release, three discs, Kid A, Amnesiac, and then some extra cuts. Really, really incredible. I'd also listen to that too if you have 3 hours. If you have 3 hours to kill. So next we got the National Anthem, which is just some classic weird Radiohead. So enjoy and stay tuned. After that, we're gonna be playing Bjork and the Modern Lovers, if we have any fans of them.
pick up girls and get called asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street and girls could not resist the stare. And so Pablo Picasso was never called.
Sorry if the censorship was a little bit rough on that last song. I was doing that myself. That was Pablo Picasso by the Modern Lovers, and the song before that was Army of Me by Bjork. Modern Lovers' self-titled album, 1976. Great, great album. Another album that my cousin Shayna put me on. And then Bjork, of course, post 1995, a banger, absolute banger. So I'm gonna do a bit of a PSA for you guys. We do anything for kids, whether it's finding the owner of a lost toy or picking up a dropped sippy cup. Yet, One in six children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. That's 13 million kids who aren't sure where their next meal is coming from. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. This message was brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. All right, so up next we have we got a song by the Beatles. The Beatles were my first favorite band ever. Again, Shayna put me on the Beatles when I was two or three, maybe, in preschool. I actually threw my shoe at my music teacher, David. Because he wasn't playing the Beatles, and I wanted him to play the Beatles, which, like, valid. I forget what he was playing. But my preschool music program was pretty great. They had us singing a Flaming Lips song for our preschool graduation, which was hilarious. She Don't Use Jelly. Flaming Lips, another great band that most children don't even have an idea, a fathom of them when they're 4 years old. But Moonstone was different. So next we got The Two of Us by The Beatles, followed by The Who and Hayden Thompson. So stay tuned, and yeah, don't cut away.
I Dig a Pygmy by Charles Hawtrey and the Deaf Aids. Phase one, in which Doris gets her oats.
Driving, not arriving, on our way back home. either.
Get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
This is my generation. This is my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away?
Talking about my generation.
Don't try to dig what we all say.
Talking about my generation.
A big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
I'm just talking about my generation. What we all
I'm
trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. We could get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
Yeah, I hope I die before I get old.
Chicago. Yes, it leaves at 11:09. 1688 would buy me a ticket. I ain't got a dime. No, I ain't got a dime. I left home just a young man, seeking my fortune and fame. Things have gone bad, not a break have I had. Oh, what a crying washing dishes. 1688 is my goal. When I get my pay, I'll be on my way. But for now, it's pan pots and bowls, poor boy. Now it's pan pots and bowls. Now the wind blows cold in Chicago. Soon the snow will be flying, you see. I hope that I can be back home in Tennessee. Back home in Tennessee. My home folk will be glad to see me. I can see the tear in Mom's eye. I can hear Dad say, son, welcome home. You've been gone too long, my boy. You've been gone too long.
Right, so that last song was 1688 by Hayden Thompson. Before that, My Generation by The Who, the title track off their album from 1965. The Hayden Thompson track was from 1966. We're keeping this quick just because I don't have much time left and I have two more songs I want to play. Next up, we got Sonic Youth's Cool Thing, followed by Talking Heads' Life During Wartime. Thank you so much to everyone who's tuning in, especially from back home. Appreciate you guys a lot, and I'll see you guys next week.
Fear, baby.
I just want you.